Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
During my conversation with Sir Chris Wilson, he broke out his guitar, and it kind of reminded me of my dad growing up because he used to play guitar. And in fact, I have a recording of him from the early 1980s of one of my favorite songs that he did. I had published it back in, 2015 or something on a podcast feed that no longer exists. So I'm actually going to resurrect that recording, but I'm going to play the little bit of the conversation with Sir Chris Wilson that prompted that that memory, I guess, of the of my dad playing guitar as a kid. Music stylings of my dad was a guitar player also.
Was he?
Yeah. So actually the first dollar I made was singing with him because when I was a kid he would sing at there's a particular pizza joint he'd sing at down in Salinas. So I went down there with him many times. That's where I earned my first dollar. And that's where I learned to love the game of pinball. So
yeah. That's one thing I need.
Yeah. So anyway,
is a pinball machine.
Yeah. Well, I own a pinball.
Never get anything done. Oh, cool. I owned one as a young fella. Sorry, I sold it.
We've managed to keep mine 50. I've had it for longer than I've had the kids, I think. So, it's about that same time because we got it when we lived.
That's
in
impressive.
Spokane.
You got a good wife.
My wife was also the reason why I have it. I have the one of the biggest. Cases for a Raspberry Pi, which happens to be in the form of an arcade machine. So,
I was going to do that with Felix. We're going to do some Raspberry Pi-ing stuff. I think he's old enough to
teach him
the birds and the bees, the bits and the bites.
Yeah, exactly. So literally, I mean, you can get a Raspberry Pi 3 or 4, whatever, and you put RetroPie on it. You could buy the arcade controllers or you can buy like a, I mean, I bought it from, there's a kit, that you can buy from a company out in Georgia and in the States and you can, they ship it in 4 boxes. So anyway, here's my dad. I think he was on a radio program or something it was a local radio station in Santa Cruz, California. And he was being interviewed by somebody and I've got a few songs from my dad but I think this was my favorite one. And so I present it now. It's called Lecherous Lover, a song he created back in the early 80s or, late 70s, early 80s. But I just remember him. He was a musician. He covered, several things, but I think this was an original song. At least I don't remember hearing it anywhere other than him singing it. But it is one of my favorite songs that he did. So I guess we will play it now.
You ever try being professional? You're good enough.
Oh, yeah. I used to sing in pizza parlors and bars all that kind of stuff.
Wasn't a living, though, huh?
No, I made a good living.
Oh, you did?
I supported my family with it pretty much.
Wow.
I've gotten all my 3 other jobs.
Oh, all right.
That's really a hard profession.
Yeah, no, especially in Santa Cruz.
This one's called Lecherous Lover. I wrote this around the time that the Sex Pistols were out and some of the other real wild punkers, and it's kind of a heavy metal song.
Oh, my goodness.
color you with your red, with those diamond rings, just to break your resistance down in the back of a limousine. I'm a legendless lover, stopping nothing to get what I need. I'm a legendless lover. Looking at the girl for me.
Because that's a reality we don't. I don't usually put on the changes. I love the blues and I like the music. So there's some and you got me. You're putting me through all these changes. Mm-hmm. See, how do I feel about that reality? What do I think about calling women chickadees? And wow, I'm just going through all these changes here.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.